We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. That's this segment.
Lock and load, ladies and gentlemen.
John was just telling me in the break that now's a fantastic time to buy ammo. Stock up a little bit. Great prices. Is. You were saying it's cheaper to buy new ammo than to reload right now. Reloading supplies
it is.
Are.
My reloading supplies, I went yesterday, I checked. I was looking at 1,000 rounds of 9mm, and I'm pricing 1,000 bullets. Okay, 1,000 bullets are going to cost me about $95. 1,000 primers is going to cost me about $89 if I get them on sale. And
that's without the brass or any of the other stuff.
No brass, no powder, no time, no efforts, yeah. No stubbed fingers, no all right. Dirty fingers.
All right. Well, Diamond Jim's wants you to know now's the time to get your ammo. We're going to talk more about that here in just a moment.
And you know what? You can go to Diamond Jim's and buy your raffle tickets.
He's
got them right at the counter for you. So this segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's. This segment of the Gunsmith Show, I should say. Auto and Tire Service Center. So they're at 4112 South Dorrit Highway. So don't get confused with that. It's very simple. They're just south of Bristol Road on the right-hand side in Burton, Michigan. So see Tim Hogan there and check him out. He's a great guy, very personable, and he'll make sure that you're taken care of right. Whether it's shocks, struts, tires, batteries, air conditioning, everybody needs air conditioning, brakes, and more. But, man, do they do a job on tires. I am so happy and looking forward to my next set. I've already got a new set picked out for my truck. All right. It's all good.
You put a lot of miles on.
I do. I have been living behind a steering wheel lately, and unfortunately, I've been living with fast food lately, and I think it's killing me. But anyways,
it's not good.
I need to spend more time in gun shops and less time in fast food. So anyways, Diamond Gems, 810-743-4210. That's 810-743-4210. Give them a call. Schedule your appointment. Get your car to the doctor. That's Diamond Jim's. We're going to talk ammo. Ready? Right now, I believe we are at a very good place in history. We've got an interesting president. We've got a very different powers that be. Have got a little bit of control over what's going on in America. And I really think that we are being well organized to load up. And I mean that. I think we in the past we've seen it where very hard to get ammo. All of a sudden
there's all sorts of little things that, I mean, and they make it tough for gun shops and other places, you know, to like restricting their banking.
Yes.
Their access to credit cards.
Yep. And we're seeing a more friendly approach right now to this. Well, and
there are all sorts of backhanded ways, you know, to do
behind the scenes
without, you know, to say, well, we're not restricting, you know, we aren't taking away gun rights, but they're making it hard for the gun shops and the people that sell to transact business.
Right.
It's and choke point, you know, Operation
in the past,
choke point.
Yeah, Operation Choke Point. It's a lot like having a whole bunch of speed bumps put in front of you while you're trying to go down the road fast. And you can't do it. And a lot of weird situations in the past where we were not allowed to get ammo from overseas. And we couldn't get, you know, we had slowed production on things. We had COVID hit. You know, there was a lot of things that
happened.
How
much did you say you were looking at 1,000 rounds of 9mm?
Right now, you can get 1,000 rounds of 9mm at Williams Gun Sight. They got pallets of it there. And it's like $218. For 1,000 rounds of 9mm.
So what does that compare to when it was at its height?
There was, how would I say it? Not nice people selling it for close to
$1,000. So five times.
At one point, at 380 ammunition, which is a 9mm short, they were going for $1 per round.
Okay.
So a box of 50 cost you $50.
Yeah.
And that was very common not very long ago.
Okay. So it's down significantly.
Shortage.
The price is down significantly.
Yeah, you can buy a box of 380 now, a box of 50 for $14.99.
So
tremendous better. Now, 223 ammo, which is America's rifle, the AR-15. Yesterday I saw nice ammo boxes at Williams. I think it's Frontier Ammo or something. Anyways, 150 rounds in a nice box, a carry box. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a range pack.
Yep.
$79.95.
Is that
for
a good price?
150 rounds. That's a great price. Yeah. Okay. Now, that means, and if you buy 1,000, you get a better price.
Yeah.
But that's a decent price for the average Joe going out to shoot on the weekend and have some fun or teach your kids how to shoot. Because 223s are a more powerful 22 long rifle is what it basically is.
Yeah.
It's the same bullet, but it goes a little faster, hits a little harder, but it's a 22 caliber rifle. I love shooting mine. I have a blast with them, and having the ammo stocked up is a good idea because it's a very good survival tool. Whether you got to shoot coyotes, defend your home, varmint hunt, or even fill the freezer, that will do it. But if you got that pesky groundhog that's tearing
the
backyard,
I was just going to ask you: Have you ever eaten a groundhog, woodchuck? Can you eat them?
I've had raccoon. I've never had groundhog. They're very greasy.
Are they?
They're very, very greasy. I know I skinned one time, and I was amazed at how greasy. Yeah, very, very fat animals. They're almost like inland walruses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're very, very, very fat. And they got teeth like that, too.
Yeah.
I have never ate a groundhog. But I know people that eat possum and groundhog. And I'm just not into it. You know, I mean, all they do is eat rodents and bugs.
They take undesirable things and they turn them into meat.
Exactly. And I personally would rather go to a good, restaurant and just get whatever I want to get or eat the deer that my freezer's full of.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because deer are delicious.
But
they're beautiful, delicious animals.
There you go.
And
do you still have some in your freezer?
I do.
From last year?
Yeah, I do. I have. We did really good last year. We got four last year. And we already had some still. So what I do is every year I take the leftover and I take it and have sausage made.
Yeah.
So I'm still enjoying the sausage too.
John, it's probably way too early to start thinking about ammo for hunting season, isn't it?
Not at all, sir, because that's next on my list. It is time. And if you get it now, you won't have to look for it later. So my thought was...
Could go up as there's more demand.
It could go up. It certainly will. And I don't think it's going to go down anymore. I think it's...
We might have reached a valley.
Yeah, I think it's hit a lower plateau. You know, it's going across that valley.
Yeah.
And it'll start climbing
again. Your recommendation from the gunsmith is buy your ammo now.
Buy your ammo now. It's a great time to stock up. If you're loaded down with guns, you don't need more guns. Like, that's going to happen. But anyways, if you're loaded down with guns... Now's the chance to get your ammo. Stock up on it. You were going to spend $500 this month on a new gun. Go spend $500 on ammo. You'll be happy you did because that'll stock you up pretty good. Whether it's 9mm, 45, 10mm. I saw 10mm the other day for $19.99 a box.
Wow.
And that's cheap for a box of 50 10mm. 10mm is a bigger, more powerful. It's kind of like a 9mm on steroids. Hence the name 10 is larger than 9.
10 is bigger than 9.
10 is bigger
than
9.
It's one bigger.
That's right, one bigger. And 1mm bigger, but it's a lot longer, and it's a more powerful round.
Goes to 11.
And what?
It goes to 11.
Yes. Now a 45, which is I talk about 1911s a lot.
Sure.
Have for the past couple weeks on here. And the 45 is, I think it's a 12.7mm.
Okay.
12.7, I think that's what it is. I never call it the metric number because it's an American 45 ACP.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, anything with a metric name was kind of frowned upon by my dad because he was a World War II guy, and I was like, oh, that's German. Well, aren't we a little bit German too, Dad? No, we're not.
Big negative, son.
Welch, negatory. Irish, and all this stuff that we are, but we weren't German. French Canadian. And
450, that's on its way to 50 cal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, on its way. Very close.
Very close. So, and we do 50 caliber pistols too, but we reload those because that's expensive ammo. Uh-huh. Those end up being about $1 to $2 every time you pull the trigger.
Uh-huh.
On an inexpensive round. They can go up to like $4 a round. But if you're shooting like a 50 cal, like Mark Wahlberg, and Shooter or something, the big rifles, those can be $7 and $8 a round.
Yeah.
So big difference. Yeah. And if you have a Weatherby, like if you have a 378 Weatherby Magnum, we're talking about $14 per round every time you pull the trigger. So very powerful rounds and rare. So when I find a brass, I'm like, oh, it's like finding the Easter egg that you wanted, you know? Hang on to that brass. Why? Because I'm stupid. I don't know. I just hang on to that brass. It's cool to have. But every now and then, a buddy, like I had a buddy come up and he says, you know what I can't find is any 308 Norma Magnums. And you've never even heard me say 308 Norma Magnum on the radio before, I don't believe, because it's very rare.
Yeah.
But back when you and I were like in high school, it was like the round. It was a big one. It was a very powerful round. You could kill anything in the world with it, kind of like, you know. But it's still a 30 caliber rifle, but it's more powerful than a 300 Winchester Magnum. And I said, I've got some. And they said, how did you get them? I said, I don't remember, but I've got some. And I
just hang on to him.
He looked like a kid on Christmas morning. He was so happy, you know. But I hang on to those. And they're gifts, gems, little things I get, you know, that along the way. And it's like 22 shorts. People are always giving me boxes of 22 shorts. They're little teeny tiny 22s. Yeah. They're tiny. They're so hard for me to even handle that I don't like them.
Yeah.
They're fun to shoot because they just go pop, you know. Yeah. And it's okay for like shooting cans at 20 feet. I wouldn't try to dispatch an animal with them or anything. They're not really that powerful. But you might get a ricochet, you know, off a possum's noggin or something. So, but realistically, when I find somebody that needs 22 shorts, I'm always happy to, here you go. Yeah. You know, here you go, buddy. Wow, I've been looking for those, you know. And our buddy Joe Dirt, he's always looking for 32 S&W shorts. And 38 S&W shirts. He likes to collect those little old pistols. Uh-huh. And they're very rare. And I get them like in Secrets cans.
Yep.
Remember the Secrets cans that opened up? I'll get them at a yard sale or garage sale. And I'll open it up and I'll go, there's like 8 rounds in there.
Yeah.
I'll take them. You know, it's a buck or something, you know. Yeah. And then when Joe's around, I got you something.
You know?
Yeah. He's always bringing me empty brass.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we roll.
Sure.
He brings me empty brass and he leaves with full brass. That's how. But we shoot together, so it's and every now and then I got to bring the first aid kit because every now and then he slices his forehead open too. So get out and get your ammo. That's my recommendation to you. And doggone it, don't stop with a little bit. Get a lot because it's worth it. And it helps keep the gun shops going when sales are a little bit slower.
There you go.
Because right now sales are a little bit slower.
Good time to get it down.
Guns because so many people have bought so many guns.
Good advice from the gunsmith right here on the Gunsmith Show.
Ta-da.
We'll take a break. Come on back.